Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
Cheryl Binzen is with us now. Cheryl is with a group called Inclusive Aims. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's great, Gail. Thanks for having us.
And we're going to talk about a couple of different things. We're going to talk about your organization or your group, Inclusive Aims, in a bit. But let's start off by having you tell us about the event that you have coming up this weekend.
Yes, we're really excited about this event. It's called Race, the Power of an Illusion. It's this Saturday, November 10th. It's from 9 in the morning till about 3:45 in the afternoon, and it's at the Ames Public Library. This is an event, a learning experience that has been pulled together quite some time ago by the Department of Human Services. So DHS has been doing this learning exchange, this learning experience throughout the state of Iowa. So we're really pleased that they're coming to Ames this Saturday, November 10th.
And it's at the library.
It is at the library in the auditorium, and registration is today. Today's the last day to get registered for this event. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the title. Race, the Power of Illusion, I know, is the title of a film that was put out by PBS, I believe, a number of years ago.
Yes, that's correct. And the day's experience on Saturday does include that segment from PBS. It's a day of learning, listening, and courageous conversations, as we've promoted it, about child welfare. So that segment from PBS is a part of that day.
It's an interesting title. Also, you use the phrase free learning exchange.
Yes, it is. It's going to be, again, a lot of conversation there. The first part of the day is sort of a data download so that there's some statistical, factual information on which this is based. And then we share the video that you just talked about from PBS. And then the afternoon is sharing experiences, talking about what people have experienced. And our hope, again, for the day is that people come away from this eye-opening day with an idea for how we can help ensure equitable treatment for children of color in Iowa's child welfare system. And this is a good place for me to mention that CEUs are available. So there's 6 CEUs available for social workers and 5 for foster parent credit hours.
And those are kind of like professional development kinds of credits that people can receive.
Exactly, exactly. And please, everyone is welcome. You don't need to be looking for CEUs, just looking for the opportunity to understand a little bit more about how race is an illusion. It's there is power in that illusion because we believe it. We buy into it. And this helps to sort of take away the veil of that illusion.
And understand the consequences of when that's perpetuated.
Exactly. And in this case, it's really focused on children, and that's makes it super important in my mind.
And it sounds like the day will be interactive, so people can come and expect to be in conversation and learning from each other and sharing with each other, not just being talked to.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, this is maybe a good time to mention that Wayne Clinton of our Human Resources Commission, who's one of the sponsors of this, the Library, Inclusive Aims, DHS, of course, and then the Human Relations Commission, Wayne took a day of his time to attend this particular training that was being presented in Adele and came back with high grades for it, if you will. He felt it was really a day that was worth taking the time for. So we appreciate him sort of being our preview person for this experience.
And how did the decision come about to get involved in trying to bring this to Ames?
Well, Inclusive Ames has been offering different kinds of learning experiences, if you will. We've had about five of them now. I think this will be our 6th. And the intent is, if I'm just going to quick read our vision because I think that'll explain it. We came up with this vision, which is Ames will continue to grow as a community whose citizens recognize and respect different perspectives, backgrounds, and lifestyles. And so the way we're trying to have that vision come into being is we are a great community. We've got a lot of interchange going on, and we wanted to continue that through learning experiences. The library's been fabulous as a place to hold these because it's our library. People love coming there. It's an easy place to get to and an easy place to participate. And then we also have a great resource with ISU and ISU Extension. Many of our facilitators have been from that community, both with the ideas that they brought to us in terms of topics that would be of interest along these lines, and also the facilitators. So that's a little background about that.
And so this came to your attention, and you just thought it would be a fit for Ames and a fit for what your group is trying to do.
Right. So back in November of 2016, a group here in Ames called APA, Ames Progressive Alliance, held a community event at the library, and it was literally overflowing. And it said to us that there is an interest in this community to come together across different perspectives. And isn't it wonderful that we don't all think the same thing? And it's going to continue to be wonderful when we can hear what other people have to say and not take it personally, but really open our minds. So then APA also had an event called Implicit Bias, which was also very, very well attended. The auditorium was literally packed, but there was standing room. It was wonderful. And so what that said to a small group of us is there's a hunger, there's an interest in our community for people to understand why we think what we think, why we believe what we believe, and decide, does that still fit for us in today's environment? And if it does, great. And if it doesn't, how can we understand another person's point of view? Not to change it, but just to understand so that we can truly build community based on a wide variety of ideas and topics.
Yes, I remember that event in November of 2016 very well. And as I think you know, another group that emerged from that day is a group called ASAT, the Ames Youth and Schools Action Team, which I'm very involved with. And I acknowledge that was a very momentous event that happened that fall evening, because a lot has come out of it. A lot of good work has been done. The Ames Youth and School Action Team has been very involved in trying to call attention to the racial and ethnic disparities that exist in the Ames schools, and that's been important work that the people who've gotten involved in that really, really believe in. So it kind of parallels in a more specific way the work that your group is doing.
Yes, yeah, it does. And, you know, we have sort of gone off on our own, if you will. We're a separate mm-hmm. organization now. And our focus, again, is primarily to have events that people can attend at the library, our wonderful library, and just talk and experience and learn about how to be in community, especially in terms of dialogue.
And what were some of the other events that Inclusive Ames has held?
Well, the first one that we did was called Toward Building Community, First Understanding Ourselves, and that was facilitated by Ross Wilburn, who's from ISU Extension. And then we shared the next one, which is Ouch, That Stereotype Hurts, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a bystander training, although I have a friend that likes to call bystander training upstander.
Upstanding, right, yeah.
Because we're standing up for our values, for what we believe in. And then this fall, we had cross-cultural communications, navigating difficult communications. And the last one in October was compassionate communication, how to create a solid foundation for interpersonal dialogue. So you can see the theme, right? It's mm-hmm. all about how we can express ourselves in a way that opens the conversation, not shuts it down.
And have you gotten any, has there been any resistance or pushback on any of these?
Well, there hasn't. And we have had evaluation forms at the end of the sessions, and we've gotten very positive feedback from the people who attended. And so our first event, Toward Building Community, was really sort of a toe in the water to see how it would be received. And it was received really well. We had a really nice attendance. I think there was 35, 40 people there, which we felt was a good number and very positive feedback. So that we haven't gotten anybody saying, don't be doing that kind of stuff anymore. Again, I'm just going to put in another plug for the library. They're very open to having programs that are a wide variety, a great diversity. And so they've allowed us to come in and use the facilities there.
We use the library facilities for our biweekly meetings of the steering committee for the Ames Youth and School Action Team. The steering committee meets before every school board meeting because one of the things we've been doing is being a presence at the school board meetings and just trying to bring people's attention to the racial and ethnic disparities, which exist in a number of different areas. They exist in achievement, they exist in discipline, and also in what we call tracking. Who gets access to advanced courses and opportunities in the schools. So those are things that we've been trying to bring to people's attention. And we're happy to have a superintendent who seems to be paying a great deal of attention to these concerns that have been expressed by the community. And the new superintendent really wants to hear from the students of color and the families of students of color about their experiences. And so it kind of speaks to what you were talking about in terms of the need to communicate and hear other perspectives. And the new leadership in the school district really seems to be interested in doing that, recognizing that you can't really understand the experiences of students of color unless you ask students of color about their experiences and learn from them. And that seems to be happening now, whereas it wasn't really happening in the past.
Yeah, I've been following the work of your group ever since it came together, Gail, and it's really appreciated. You guys are doing great stuff for the students in our school. You know, I'm going to take a little sidebar here because it occurs to me that I did talk about the date, November 10th, and that it's at the library, and that this is the last day to register. And the reason we're requiring registration, of course, is we have materials that would need to be provided and lunch as well as provided, so we need a head count. So grab your pens and pencils. Mm-hmm. This is how a person can register today. Go to the Ames Public Library website, which is .org, and then on the left side of the screen, you can click on Events and Classes. Then click on the Calendar of Library Events, which will be the first option listed. Then go to November 10th on that calendar, which is the date of the event, and you'll see Race, the Power of an Illusion. You click on that and the registration page will open up. So it's very straightforward, and we look for it again. Everyone is welcome as long as you're registered, so we have a space for you. Thank you.
So the library website, and then it's a couple of steps in the process, but they should be able to navigate it.
Yes, we have had plenty of people register, so I'm pretty sure it's easy enough to do. I just wanted to be really clear about the steps so that people realize it's just a step down kind of thing, which I think most of us are familiar with our websites.
And there is no day of registration because you need the headcount in advance to provide materials and lunch.
We do need the headcount in advance, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And is it the kind of thing that people really should come for the whole day? They shouldn't just come for part of it to get the most out of it?
Yes, we specifically asked that of DHS, the Department of Human Services, and they said that it's just exactly what you said, Gail, that people aren't going to be able to get much out of it if you just get pieces. So it is an all-day event. Registration starts promptly at 9 when the library opens, and there'll be a break for lunch, of course, a couple of breaks during the day, morning and afternoon, and then the expected wrap-up time is around 3:45.
Well, it sounds like it's a wonderful opportunity for people here in Ames, and thank you for bringing it to Ames, doing the work that you do, and also for being here this morning to tell us about it.
Well, thank you, Gail.
I've been talking with Cheryl Binzen, who is part of a community group called Inclusive Ames.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.